Welcome to Talk Wealth to Me, a safe space podcast where we chat about anything and everything related to personal finance.
The information contained in this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It does not constitute as accounting, legal, tax, or other professional advice.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Talk Wealth to Me, the shooting the financial blank edition. We find myself recording this intro in the makeshift office of my home. This episode was recorded about a week and a half or so before we released it, and we are now, the state of California and most of the rest of the United States and the world, are in social distancing mode and work from home mode if you most possibly can. So when we recorded this episode, it was regarding large purchases and impulse buying and a crazy story that happened with me in the purchase of a vehicle. And you won't want to miss how long it's been since Katie had her last major purchase for this particular item. You don't want to miss this show. Oh, and by the way, I'm sitting here with my daughter, Avery, who is learning the broadcast business. Say hi.
Hi.
Stay tuned for this episode. So I got one for you guys. So as we know, I was in the market kind of for the last year looking for a new truck. You know, I use the word new loosely, a new truck to me. I've always been that person that very rarely will buy new cars unless it's like 0% financing or something that you can find like that. But I haven't had a truck since I met my wife. And we actually had that truck for a while until my first was born. And it had seen its last days, basically. And we needed a car that, you know, we weren't throwing more money into. That's the last time I had a truck. That was...
How many years ago?
Going on 12 years now.
Okay.
So my wife and I, both of us, you know, my wife has a Yukon. She's got a really nice car. And we've been doing this research. And the car that I had before got so many miles to the gallon, like 22 miles to the gallon. And we were looking, doing our research. And this truck that I really liked only got like 1 or 2 miles to the gallon different. And I'm like, well, what the heck? I really miss my truck. And so finally we broke down and got one.
Oh, you did?
I did. I'm so excited. But researched for a very, very long time, trying to find the one that we wanted. This great truck. Bought it at a used one at a great, you know, very well-respected dealership up in North County of San Diego. And I owned it for one day.
What?
And I heard some noise that would go, you know, get really loud as I went longer, and it would go faster as I sped up, and it would slow down as I slowed down, and then it would go away. And when I hit the brake, it would kind of go away. I'm going, oh, you got to be kidding me. So I'm texting the salesman who happened to be this. I mean, it was such a great experience too, because usually buying a car is terrible. No, and this guy was super nice. It was President's Day. A former Major League Baseball player and minor league baseball player, not a big name, but he does it part-time just to, you know, he did it while he was in the minor leagues. And we're talking baseball. My whole family's with me. The kids are with me. And that whole thing, you know, we just thought it, you know what, we finally found the truck we were looking for. So, I'm like, well, maybe he coaches baseball. So he gave us his numbers. He'll never do that again. So he could coach my son. And I'm like, yeah, I'd love, you know, Clay would love to work with you. And Clay loved talking to you. They talk like nonstop about baseball. And so I texted him. I said, look, the car's making noise. What should I do? And he's like, oh, you know, I'll tell somebody and so, and we'll call him, we'll make an appointment. And there was a few other things. Like there was one key that didn't come with it. It's supposed to come with two keys. They couldn't find it. So like, we'll find it or we'll get you a new one. Crickets, right? I don't hear anything. I'm going, okay. So text him again. Look, I don't want to be this pain in the neck. He's like, oh no, somebody should have got a hold of you already. No problem. And I'm telling you, this guy was super nice. To this day, I still think he's nice. It just goes to show me that, you know, some larger corporations don't always speak to each other, and or they can slow things down. fast forward, and I'm documenting everything. Fast forward a week and a half, about a week, I call finally a couple of names that he mentioned. I call her, leave her a message on a Friday afternoon. She didn't get it. She called me Monday. This was last Monday. And she says, hey, I just got your message. I know nothing about your truck. I'm super nice. I go, well, okay, well, that's okay. Well, now we do. Look, I'm not even letting my kids ride in the car right now. It's making this noise. I'm not sure what's wrong. She goes, okay, well, we need to get it in right away then. And they've been phenomenal. I'm not complaining. But all that time, my mind's going, am I getting screwed? And here I am. I spent such and such amount of money on this car.
You've been looking for so long.
That I've been looking for so long. And, you know, even when you're diligent and you do your research, it's still an emotional purchase. And I am not any different just because I do this for a living. I mean, I know exactly what I'm going through. I knew what to do. When they were saying, hey, we can do it at this interest rate, I said, I know you can do better or I'm out. So the negotiation and all that stuff, I mean, we did the back and forth and the cat and mouse. And, you know, that's not fun. And that wasn't even with the normal salesperson at that time. Now I'm dealing with the general sales manager because, you know, I get handed off once it gets down the road a little bit.
You go to the numbers guy.
Yeah, and they came back. And, you know, they knew. I go, no, I know what my credit score is, guys. You can do better than that. And they're like, oh. So they came back a few different times. Not because they're bad people. It's just
it's their job.
Their job.
Yeah.
Finally get the car in. You're not going to. They put me in and we go for a ride with the service person. And of course, for the first 5 minutes, there's no noise.
Nothing. It always works that way.
And I'm going, it's the longest 5 minutes ever, right? People know, you know, I'm going, I swear it makes this noise. And they're like, yeah, I believe you. And finally, we get to this thing and now it goes, whoosh, 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 and then it stopped. And he goes, wait a minute. I think I heard something. And I go, yes, but it'll go. Then it came back. And then I'm like, I felt like vindicated.
Yeah.
Woo. There's that noise that's been bugging me, right?
It's not just me, right?
Yeah. There's that noise that's bugging the crap out of me for the last week or so. And the reason I won't let my kids in the car past a block or two, which is not what you want when you're buying a new car, right? It only has 20,000 miles on it. We're not talking, you know, this car had been, somebody owned it for a year and a half before. It was a 2019, probably bought it in 18 as a brand new 2019. Not a lot of miles on it, right? And he goes, okay, yep, I gotcha. And so we come back in. They put me into a rental. They were super great. I mean, they're going to take care of it. I mean, but all that time I am planning for, okay, I just bought this car and I'm thinking it's brakes. In my experience, that's a noise that's coming from somewhere in the brake area. I'm not a mechanic, but I've driven cars long enough and had things break on me enough to know. So we are just, I'm going, okay, now what if I got to get nasty with them and I got to get an attorney and I have to do all these things, because as much as I wrote that I will go through, you know, I signed these documents saying that I won't sue them, blah, blah, blah. But I also signed a document that they know that they gave me a car that's fully functional and everything else. So they put new brakes on it, thought it was fixed, took it for a test drive, started to make the same noise again.
Oh no.
Yeah. A bent axle.
Oh.
So now I'm going, he tells me this and I just sink. My stomach's got a pit in it. I'm going, oh my gosh.
Did you go off-roading when
here
you bought
I am.
It?
No. It's too late. No. I'm not an off-roader.
That was funny to
anymore,
imagine.
But, yeah, thanks.
I know you wouldn't.
No, not really my thing anymore. Not that it ever was since I was a kid even. But now I'm going, oh my God, I bought a wreck. And you think when you go to a great dealership, you know, it's got a great reputation, that you're buying a car that is, when you buy a used car from that, it's been certified. It is done. They've done the whole
point inspection.
All the inspection, yeah. Right. And they did. The difference is, though, that this is what the mechanic was telling me, is that they do it quick and dirty, right? They go, okay, they look at it. They do all the inspections. They do, but they don't go deep. Right, it's not like a
not
deep
open
clean.
It up so when, and check all the little
right.
components.
Dentist is looking at you, right? The doctor goes through and they check all the essentials and they'll go, okay, well, take this and go home. And then if it doesn't get any better, come back and we'll look deeper. Well, it's kind of same thing with cars, right? It was a great analogy. Same thing with a dentist, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, he's like, no, it's bent. I go, well, it's been in an accident. He's like, no, once we found that out, we did a thorough look around the body of the truck. because you know I've owned it a week and a half. I'm not going to be responsible for for this. And because I bought it at a reputable dealership, they don't want bad publicity. It's not like I bought it off of, you know, Joe's used cars, you know, that has 15 cars in it, you know, and everything. And the whole place says buys as is, right?
The banners and the little guys with the air
guys. No credit, no bad credit, no problem, right? No. I bought it from a legitimate Ford dealership in North County. And it is proven that through all the presentations that we go through and do all these things that I've lived it now, that it is important to buy it from places like that. Because they are going to treat their people, at least in my experience through this now and all the different presentations that we've done and the stories that we've heard, I have now experienced it. Because I've always it's always been pretty clear sailing for me. And this is the first time I went, oh boy. But you know, one thing I did learn too is I didn't get upset. I was very nice. I was relaxed. And I think that that kind of made them want to help me even more
people
instead of coming in.
People want to help you more when you're nicer.
Yeah, because there's nothing. That's not their fault.
Right.
You know, the salesman didn't know he was selling me something with a bent axle. You know, and they're making it right. So I thought I would tell that story because, you know, we do these financial presentations all the time. And buying a car is, it's not like a lot of people go in to buy a car like, hey, let's just, you know, go buy a new pair of socks. You know, they you go into a car, you think about it for a long time. There's anxiety with the purchase.
Yeah, you do research.
Are we doing the right thing? Yeah. Are we buying the right car? And then you get it down to the, gosh, you're really excited now about this car and it's everything that you've wanted.
You have to check your emotions to make sure you check all the financial
boxes. Right. You're still not, you know, I was ready when I was going through the process. We almost walked away five times, right? Can't do it. That's not financially right for us. You know, and then because it was the whole, I'm turning in this car.
Right.
And this car is my car that I had was going to be, it was losing its value at a rapid pace and it was going to lose its value faster than it was, you know, these trucks were going to go down in price. So I'm like, you know, now's the time, but I'm not going to take a bath on it either. So we negotiated and said, if you can make the numbers work, however you want to do it, I don't care if it's you give more than, you know, on the trade-in on my car, if you want, or you lower the price on the truck, but this is what we're going to pay for it. And this is what I know is what I think is for us going to be the deal. And it all worked out, but then you run into that. But so it was financially just a crazy, crazy couple of weeks. And I think for, you know, most people when they're going to go buy a car, it just goes to show you don't do it emotionally. You know, you've got to be able to, and buy from a reputable dealership.
Yeah, you end up paying a little more, but that peace of mind.
Without a doubt.
Is something where it's like, wow. Yeah, 'cause you're right. You could encounter, whether knowingly or not knowingly, a difficulty with the vehicle. And it could be something that even, unless you're a mechanic, which most of us aren't, you would have never been able to look at that and say, you would have never seen that while you were shopping for a car. You can look it over. You can make sure there's no tears. You can, but there's other things mechanically that you're not going to see them. So you do get that extra peace of mind or at least get some kind of limited warranties of, you know, even if it's a small amount, but so that you're not driving home and, you know, encounter a problem that could be a long-term financial detriment.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
It goes to show you that being diligent and planning out, doing your research for whatever it is you're going to purchase or planning out your budgets and looking to buy a home and all those things. It's, you know, take the baby steps and make sure that you can be excited. There's a difference between being excited about a purchase and making it an emotional one.
I need to work on that.
But you say that, Katie, but at the same time,
I was gonna say, you sound pretty good to me.
I sit next to Katie and you did a lot of research on, you do a lot of research on some of your bigger purchases and it's,
I do.
I think maybe you've gotten better at it. I don't know how you were before, but you sound like you're really good at it.
I definitely have. I just bought a new mattress.
Oh, that's a hard one. That's a hard one.
I bought a Casper mattress too, upgraded, and I actually bought it from Costco. I realized they sell Casper mattresses there, but I did research to make sure that it was still a Casper mattress. Because I didn't want to be fooled, you know, by the knockoff brands and
Kirkland
everything.
Signature?
Yes. I know
but
nothing
you know
against
that brand, whatever.
Kirkland
Costco
signature.
Doesn't do anything cheap. I mean, they have
they
good
don't.
Stuff.
But no. I mean, there was a reason I was looking at the Casper, sure. So I wanted to follow through on that. And they sell it there for $400 less than they do at the Casper store. So I went that route. And... yeah, it took me about 2 weeks to get AJ on board to give the final, like, go. Like, it's okay to hit the buy button.
Well, that's a good argument.
Yeah.
Because for a lot of people, mattresses are afterthoughts. You know, they're not fun. They're not sexy to buy, right?
I mean, hey, my Casper was pretty sexy.
But if you think
it
about it.
It came in a box, like a burrito, and it just unwrapped itself.
Mattress in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah, my they son, have, we bought one there for
them,
and too.
And they have them at some Costco's. And you can just pull up and, assuming you lift it and pop one into your cart, or some of them have little handles and little wheels, so you pull them around like a suitcase.
Yeah.
I've seen people.
And it's really hard for couples, especially who, like, one, my wife loves it soft and kind of spongy, and I need it a little bit more firm. You know, and we didn't want the number bed for whatever reason. I actually did. She didn't for whatever reason. So we had to come to an agreement. And then, you know, where you purchase it, there's some great deals on really good mattresses. And then, you know, a lot of schools now do them as fundraisers.
Wait, yeah. What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's companies that will go do showcases in a school gym or whatever.
Yeah, like the parking lot or something on a weekend.
A percentage of their sales go to, for this one that we did was a band, right? It was the high school band. And they made money on that. And we were like, oh, we're going to, not only do we need a mattress, but we're going to, and they have the mattresses that we want, we're going to support the band.
When I was growing up, the band would sell like old instruments to raise money or like chocolate bars.
Well, somebody made a very smart business decision.
Yeah.
Because I think
we actually went back and we had buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I think I'm going to go Katie's route. We're actually looking, probably going to get one of those box ones.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Mattress in a box.
Yeah.
Great marketing.
It is.
Just outstanding marketing.
I could bring it home in my car, technically.
Mm-hmm.
It'll fit in the back seat. So it's kind of convenient in that way. I mean, it's heavy, but it'll definitely fit in Sarah, in the back of Sarah's Subaru. But it's just easy.
Yeah.
As opposed to having, you don't have to have it delivered. I mean, the hardest thing is going to go up the stairs.
If it's in a box, how do you know it's something that you...
You can go to the Casper store and try it.
Okay.
And you have 100 days to sleep on it.
Okay. So
like literally sleep on it.
That's great. So peace of mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good. But it was cool because I got my Costco rewards too. So the price
Look
of the mattress
you.
Was just, you know, almost nothing.
So you go to bed with a smile on your face?
Oh, I do now, you guys.
As everybody who's married should go to bed with a smile on their face.
Well, especially now since there's three of us, the puppy in the middle.
Yeah, my dog loves our bed too.
I'm on the like 5-inch strip on the end. So it's nice. I'm glad we upgraded.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't it amazing how just your feeling as you go to bed, whether it's a mattress or a pillow or something like that, can add to a great night's sleep, and it just does so much more for the next day. I mean, that's one of those things that you do your diligence, but you don't want to go cheap on a mattress because it's so important to sleep. Getting good sleep is so important to your health, your mind, everything.
I can already tell it's like one of those investment kind of things too.
You
where
see what? Your personality talking about your mattress. You are just sitting there. You're all giggly. Kind of like I was with my truck, man. Up and down.
Well, I'm just so excited because so truthfully, the mattress that AJ and I were sleeping on, this is gross and I'm embarrassed to say it, but I'm going to. I got it when I was in middle school.
Yeah. She really needed
it. Really, really needed it. And my husband is 6'5", and we were sleeping on a queen. And so lengthwise, we did not fit. And so he would kind of sleep at an angle. And then with a puppy, he would sleep on my feet. So I had this like little top, little corner.
Tell me you got a king.
We got a king.
California or regular?
We got a regular king. Because,
so which is a little wider.
Right. So I didn't know that. The difference was the length and the height.
This is a whole new world for you.
Whole new world.
It's just sleeping heaven.
Except for last night, I couldn't find my puppy.
His bed's so big.
So big.
He crawled underneath it. It's like his new little, I don't know. But if I move to the middle, he'll come back up and then he'll go on the end.
That is so funny.
But yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. That is just like a,
but it was something that I, at first when I saw those Costco rewards, I was like, okay, what can I blow my money on? Like, should I book another trip to Hawaii? Have another like 300 some countdown? Like, what should I do? And I was like, okay, what do I need? And then instead of using that money on toilet paper, well, actually, no, part of it went toward toilet paper. But it was cool, you know, that like I needed this. I used the reward money like toward that. So the money that I felt like I was paying, was, it felt so minimal that like I was okay with it.
Such a good bargain.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm not a bargain shopper. So I was like, oh my gosh.
But that is good. I mean, when you use rewards for things that you don't normally like to spend money on, or because again, mattresses aren't sexy, right?
No one's excited about going out.
No.
No.
Until you sleep on it. Until you sleep on it. And then you're like, whoa. Then,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, especially going from a queen to a king when you've been sharing a bed as a couple.
From a traditional mattress to a actual like foam mattress.
Oh yeah. It's amazing.
You're like, and you're like, hey, it's 8 o'clock. Let's go to bed.
Yeah. No, it's true. AJ has been saying that. He's like, do you want to go watch a movie in bed or something? Like just to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But the downside is
you have a TV in your bedroom?
We do now. We didn't have one for forever.
I'd love you to come back and tell me if you're going to bed or going to sleep later.
Okay.
Than you did prior to having a TV in your bedroom. Because Carrie and I, the reason I say this is we had a TV when we were in a condo for the first number of years. And then in our first house that we rented, we had a TV in there too. And with our house currently, our bedroom's just not set up for it. We could do it. But we also made a conscious decision to not do it. And we realized that we fall asleep and talk, or talk and then fall asleep, so much more than we did when we had the TV in there. And we're going to bed earlier and getting more sleep, which is interesting. And I don't know if it's just because, you know, when you watch TV,
you gotta proven get to the end.
It's they say that when you have electronics on and there's the light and it stimulates something in the brain, which will make it harder for you to fall asleep.
Yes.
And I'm sure it's the same way if you're staring at your phone before you go to bed and all those kinds of things. But I would love to know if that's something that.
Well, so actually, we're very aware of that, and I didn't want a TV in the bedroom because I had read something similar that it affects your sleep, and that it can create problems in your relationship. So I didn't want the TV, but he did. And honestly, we've lived in this apartment now for coming up on a year. I think we've only used the TV a handful of times.
Oh, see, well, that's good.
Yeah. So
sometimes you can have just night fun, cozy night, watch a movie in bed kind of night. That's great.
Truthfully, most of our what we're watching in bed is what's going on outside, especially with the puppy. There's some great people watching. The cops came the other day, and there was a guy like hiding in the bed of his pickup truck. He just sat right up when they showed their flashlights. Yeah.
Oh boy.
So I'm usually watching puppy TV, I guess. Whatever he's watching.
That's funny. That is interesting. Well, I think that, you know, we have had some very interesting shopping experiences in the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
I feel Phil, what are you buying next?
Actually, I might be buying a mattress as well from Costco. I still have the rewards.
Not a truck, but hey, buddy, you go do that.
Yeah. You got to make sure that if I do go to Costco food court, though, you bring your card. You're going to start enforcing that. Apparently, it's always been a rule.
Oh, so that's interesting. I went to the Escondido Costco. We spoke about that the other day. But it was the first time I'd seen the court inside. So it's one of the newer ones. There's tables inside. So, like, you went through the lines and you go through the line and they said, do you want a box? And sure, I want a box. And then there's tables. And I go, because all the ones I'd ever been to were outside.
That's how I grew up. The tables were inside.
Really?
Yeah. I'm from Minnesota.
Okay, well, it's cold.
So one, it's cold. And then two, we didn't have that California loophole law where if there's a food court or there's some law where it was the alcohol in the food court in California, you had to allow people to access it. Or something like that. It didn't apply in Minnesota. It didn't apply in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area.
Well, from a business standpoint, I totally get it. I mean, the food is so, you know, inexpensive and quality. They're losing money to people that aren't members.
Well, and honestly, that line is so long. How many times have you guys just been like, oh, get
I
just it.
Walk away. Yeah, it's not worth it. And
I talk about this, and I haven't. Sorry, Costco. I haven't eaten Costco food in 2 or 3 or 4 years.
Oh,
my
have.
Kids will eat. You know, my wife will get you them a piece like of pizza when they were young.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Oh, see, mine are still little, so they're like, can I have pizza? Can I have pizza?
Yeah.
And it's just
I'm through
yeah,
that.
There's a slice.
Yeah. Well, even for the office though, I tried to order Costco pizzas for a beach bonfire. I was told no, they've reached their limit of pizzas for the day, like pizza orders. So I I had to go find
the one right
else.
Here. I've seen sometimes the business Costco because there's a lot of businesses around
right
it.
In there.
I've seen people show up and take stacks of pizza.
Yeah, this was the.
It was like early in the morning type, like 15 pizzas.
Oh,
and you're sitting there like, wow, he's beating the whole office. Like, yeah, beating the whole office. And that just creates chaos in the line. But I see people who go in there for lunch. Now, I don't know whether or not they have a Costco card. But if they don't, you know, they're not going to be able to go there anymore. And it may make it so that, not good for my waistline, but that I eat it more. Because I'll peek and I'm like, oh, wow, that line's not that bad.
They do have chicken Caesar salads, Phil.
And the salad's good. It's like $4 and you get a giant thing. You probably eat twice with it. So they do have the healthy option that I do get sometimes because it is good. But it'll be interesting to see how much the line
You bring
shrinks.
Up a good point, though, that, and we can do a whole nother show on this, but the idea of how people will budget food and the reason that a lot of people are unhealthy or because of the fact that most of the time produced food at low prices, whether it be frozen food or at, you know, fast food joints or things like that, it's genuinely really inexpensive. And so that's people put that into their budgets. And if you want to eat healthy,
it's easier.
You have to, have to plan it out a little bit better. That's why places like Trader Joe's are really great because they have healthy food for the most part and they're really inexpensive and you can create. That's what we've done. And Carrie and I have knocked down our budget by over $1,000 a month because we were eating out a ton. We now go to Trader Joe's. We'll go to Sprouts. And
I like Sprouts.
We really kind of know, all right, we're going to eat this, 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 and this. And it makes it very simple because when we're working parents and we work to a certain time, kids' practices, all this stuff, we don't have time to make prepare food for an hour and a half to eat, and which takes, 10 minutes when you sit down with the family, 15 minutes to talk a little bit, and then the kids are like, I got to do homework, and I got, you know.
And then off to bed.
Yeah, and then it's bedtime. Right. So you have to do what's best for you, but planning it out, there is a way to eat healthy and put it and do it on a really, really pretty good budget. And you know, we should have somebody on. We'll have somebody on to talk about that here real soon. Happy mattress hunting.